There's a bit of science fiction sprouting up in greenhouses scattered around Middle Tennessee. It's called vertical farming, and it's basically like growing vegetables in a greenhouse on steroids. The industry is predicted to reach almost $6 billion in revenues within the next 5 years. WPLN contributor Caroline Leland reports the technique can provide locally grown vegetables year-round, and maybe in the future, make a dent in food shortages around the world.
Rows of 8-foot towers surround Mona Hitch. They're made of hollow PVC pipe. Edible plants peek through dozens of holes drilled into the sides.
So you hear the water, you see how it just drips right down here? That's very slow drip, drip. And you see how the roots come through? They're pretty and blonde, just like me.
This greenhouse contains 10 of these towers with space for many more. Hitch grows multiple lettuce varieties, different kinds of kale, just about any herb you could think of, even edible flowers.
And you can just literally smell how fresh they are. Isn't that fresh?
Any non-root crop that's not too tall can grow in this system, and there are several variations. This one works by cycling water with dissolved nutrients from tanks at the base of each tower through the plant roots inside the vertical PVC pipes. There's no soil involved. The method is called aeroponics because the plants are suspended in the air.
Every 15 minutes, the water goes up and it pushes water and nutrients to the top. And then it slowly, you can hear it going on down the root system, down that shaft right there, watering the roots.
Supporters of this system argue that it's the farming of the future, like cruelty-free factory farming for plants. Vertical farming uses a tiny fraction of the land and water for a higher yield with no pesticides. Facilities can be built on rooftops and in empty warehouses, and certain plants can grow year-round, regardless of weather, in less than half the time.
So we're looking at, 1,400 heads of lettuce or tomato plants that we can turn around every 3 weeks.
Lisa Wysocki is executive director of an Ashland City nonprofit called Colby's Army. She plans to build a solar-powered vertical farm for charity on her property by May. Folks will be asked to pay what they can for the vegetables.
We can grow food very quickly, and I think that was the biggest reason, because we can turn plants around pretty quickly and get the produce out to the people who need it the most.
Entrepreneurs also see big potential, like the full-scale vertical farm that's being built in Springfield and is expected to top $1 million in annual revenue. This farm will license technology from a Canadian company that has used the same technique for growing cannabis. Nick Brusator is a spokesperson for Affiner Growers. He said in a webcast that he's excited for international expansion.
We believe that given the proper technologies added to this process, we can be pretty close to net zero or almost off the grid or independent of energy. And we feel that if we can achieve this, that this should be able to be duplicated all over the world.
It could sound too good to be true, but there are drawbacks. It takes lots of money, energy, and materials to build and light indoor growing spaces. Because vertical farming is indoors, bees and other insects are left out of the pollination process. Since there's no soil involved, there's been a controversy over labeling. Vertical farms have struggled to get organic certification because the system is seen as too artificial, even if there are no pesticides. In terms of output, high-calorie crops like grains or potatoes can't grow in these PVC towers.
It's not going to replace the traditional agriculture, but it has its place because the population is growing. We have a heightened need for food production.
Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner Jay Templeton says state government doesn't track vertical farming, nor are there special regulations. Even companies looking to start commercial ventures say they won't compete with traditional row crops. Their produce will cost more and be available in the off-season. Templeton says he encourages the technique because of the limited impacts on water, air, and soil quality.
It's an environmentally friendly method in many ways to produce local foods for a segment of the population who want to know where their food comes from.
Vertical farming has taken off in population-dense countries like Japan, South Korea, and China. By comparison, Middle Tennessee remains relatively pastoral, but already some local stores and restaurants are carrying vertically farmed produce. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Caroline Leland.